Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength. God is an ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken, and mountains plunge into the depths of the sea. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is God. There is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst. It shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the dawn of day. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Yes, the Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Come, behold the deeds of the Lord, the astounding things he has wrought on earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. St. Patrick's Day. Now I want to preach about him, as I sometimes preach about other saints. All saints' lives have a certain amount of pious assertions, or well-meaning examples. But facts about St. Patrick are so questionable that a couple decades ago, he almost went the way of St. Christopher, removed from the Catholic calendar. In one way, it didn't diminish devotion to St. Christopher. There are still millions of people who seek his intercession while traveling. It would have been the same for St. Patrick. And the legends and the traditions and the symbols would likely have continued as strongly as ever. I love some of them and the stories about St. Patrick. If they didn't happen, they should have. Or to quote my first homiletics teacher, all stories are true and some of them actually happened. There are numerous pages on St. Patrick in Butler's Lives of the Saints. But its author, Alban Butler, was himself an avid Irishman, who I think included every story he could possibly find. At the beginning, Butler wrote, "If the virtue of children reflects honor on their parents, then the thousands and thousands of saints who were evangelized by missionaries from Ireland reflect the magnificent authenticity of the missionary's father, St. Patrick." Patrick was apparently born in Great Britain, or maybe France. We don't know for sure. And he became a slave at about age 15, or maybe 14 or 13. And he was sent to the pagan hinterlands of Northern Ireland. There are some five different Irish villages who claim that Patrick spent his youth in their sacred ground. At about age 20, he heard a voice in his sleep, encouraging him to escape from his slavery. He had many near miraculous adventures, one of which was wandering in a forest for 30 days without food, and then coming upon a herd of swine, so that Patrick and his companions had food aplenty. He returned to his family and was quite happy there. But the nightly voice continued, urging him to go back to Ireland as a missionary. He did. And then his feats and miracles really begin. There is, however, before this, a beautiful prayer attributed to St. Patrick, though it is not found in the Lives of the Saints, when he was trying to discern whether or not to go back, he prayed, "I give unceasing thanks to you, my God. You were faithful to me in the days when I was tested. I am confident that you will keep me safe through all my trials. I ask you, my God, what is my calling? You have placed me in both prosperity and adversity, so that whatever happens to me, I might minister to all your people, the good and the evil equally, always giving thanks to you, my God. How did I get this gift of desiring to be a missionary, to leave my homeland and family, to go to the Irish peoples, to preach the gospel and endure the taunts of unbelievers and even persecution and slavery? Where did it come from?" Patrick prayed, "I want to spend myself in that country, even unto death. It is among the Irish people that I want to wait for that final promise that all nations and peoples from the whole world will come to you, Lord." And so he went back to Ireland. And the legend is that he founded over 300 churches. He baptized 100,000 people. Other legends? That he banished all snakes into the sea when they attacked him during a 40-day fast. A corollary of this story is that Patrick's enemies, the Druids, had snakes tattooed on their arms. So when he banished the Druids, their tattooed snakes went as well. Another story, that Patrick would put his walking stick into the ground while he preached. And one time, where the people were particularly resistant to his word, the walking stick turned into a living tree and began to bloom while they watched. And of course, the most famous symbol attributed to Patrick's preaching was when he used the three-leaf shamrock to illustrate the three persons in one God. I'd like to close with a prayer. It's really a toast that is like a prayer of thanksgiving. My Irish grandmother, Aggie Flynn, taught it to me, and she swore it came directly from St. Patrick. It goes, "Here's to those that I love, and here's to those that love me. Here's to those that I love, and those that love me. Amen. Happy St. Paddy's Day."